today on the Sam Malone Show on Phonoscope Channel 11 and AM 1070. The Answer.
Look into my eyes. You will see.
Yes, 8:35. Canadian Bryan Adams.
Right.
Everything I do it for you.
1991.
There it is, 91. And if I'm correct, movie soundtrack from, was it Robin Hood with Kevin Costner?
Yes, it was, wasn't it? I forgot about that.
It wasn't, I think that was when they rolled credits. I don't think it was actually in the movie, because it would have been difficult to have a Canadian rocker in the 90s played to a period piece of Robin Hood, right? Like, in a movie where everyone's dirty and missing teeth and unshaven.
Yeah,
and they're like,
smelling bad.
Right? And like, hold on a second. Let's go to the Canadian rocker Bryan Adams.
For another like, song. An interlude, if you will.
Amen to that. 8:30 show rolling on. It's Friday. Every Friday we do something that was, well, actually banned from a previous radio station. Every speaking engagement I go to, the topic comes up with the marriage segment at 8:30, which I love to share stories about marriage, the holiness of marriage, you know, the magic of marriage, the spiritual connection of marriage, the sanctity of marriage, and keeping it fun and hot and upbeat, right? And I was speaking to the Galveston Republican women on Wednesday or Thursday of this week at the Hilton on the seawall in Galveston. Packed room of women. There were some men there. And they were applauding when I brought up the marriage segment. And I said, you know, it was banned from a previous radio station because it made some people a little hot under the collar. When you talk, I would talk about fidelity. Semper Fi. Semper Fidelis, as the Marine Corps says. And it made some men uncomfortable. And you know what? So be it. Life is tough out there. Why screw things up? Keep your marriage hot and heavy. And when things go south elsewhere, you get a flat tire, you get fired, it doesn't make it as bad. My wingman on the operation has been Robert Kosick. Wrote the book For the Honor of the Vow, honorofthevow.com. Mr. C, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Sam, how's it going? And amen to that. I guess we're done. You said it. We're good. Amen to it.
No, it was great. You know, it came up when I spoke to the Galveston Republican Women Luncheon. And these women were clapping and hooting and hollering when I told them it had been banned from a previous radio station and this and the other. And I said, but we're not going to stop. And I said, I want every man to treat his wife like a mistress. Awesome. And that's when they stood up and clapped.
That's fantastic. I love that. I love hearing that. And I love hearing that you make people hot under the collar, too. I love hearing that, too.
Hey, you know what? It's a voluntary thing, okay? It's not like when I hear about people, gosh forbid, they get cancer. It's like, oh, man, mind your own business, and they get sick, and then they have the battle. But when every office has it. Women sleeping with the men sleeping with the women. Come on, guys.
Mm.
Treat your wife like your mistress. It'll be a great deal. All right. Today, you sent me the marriage topics, and it has to do with TV in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Mr. Kosick is a marriage coach, wrote the book Honor the Vow. What do you got today, coach?
So something a little different. I thought maybe, since we're always talking about how wonderful marriage is, maybe we ought to address some of those things, questions that I get all the time. And say, well, yeah, my marriage may be wonderful or it's working that way, but we always get stuck on this issue. So I thought maybe for a couple of weeks we'll talk about those issues. And today, one of the hottest topics that I can come up with is TV in the bedroom. And I get all kinds of arguments for and against. It's a tough one.
As a marriage coach, who's giving you the arguments? Is it... Well, first of all, don't we all want TVs in the bedroom?
Well, I read up all kinds of stuff on this, and that's just it. You get spouses will discuss, I want a TV in the bedroom. And one of them will say, no, the bedroom is supposed to be for only two things. It's supposed to be for sleeping and for intimacy. That's it. And they'll be like, no, it's a functional room. I use it to do the laundry, too, and stuff like that. So it's a pretty passionate topic, and there's some pretty good reasons for and some pretty good reasons to not. So,
well, all right, let me speak for the four crew here in favor of. Princess and I, scotch in one hand, she'll then have a glass of wine, and we'll watch. We'll catch up on Downton Abbey, Friends. Sometimes she'll say, instead of sitting in the living room, she wants to, like, we'll watch TV under the blanket and snuggle up and everything.
Good for you.
Because sometimes Bub and his friends will be downstairs. So she'll say, honey, let's go watch upstairs. So we'll sit upstairs. We got a big old blankie. We got a big old sitting chair. And we'll snuggle. Now, what's a bad reason for having a TV?
Well, see, now, I would have to say that that's not a bad reason. But here's what I find is you're doing it the right way. You're doing it as a couple. You're doing it together. You're snuggling. You're connecting with each other. There's no communication between the two of you, but you're working on your relationship. That's a good thing. Where it becomes a bad thing is when that's an escape. is when you sit there and stare at the TV, you don't snuggle, you don't talk to each other, you don't enjoy each other. It's just like going to the theater, right? You know, for guys, it's some of the best dates they can go on because the wife doesn't ask questions. You watch the TV screen. And you can use it actually as to avoid talking about things that you should be talking about. So that could be good, could be bad. Depends on how you address it. Some of the flip side of that, if you go for the people who say it should never be in the bedroom, they would say that in a study that I watched where they looked at over 300 couples, conversation was better between the couples if they didn't watch TV in the bedroom. And the biggest one, intimacy was twice as often.
Really?
Twice as often, they found.
Marriage coach, marriage author Robert Kosick delivering earth-shattering news. So if there's no TV in the bedroom.
No TV.
There's a doubling of the fun.
Of the fun, yes, sir. Because one of the things that one of the comments I thought, which was a hilarious comment, it said, life is meant to be watched, I mean, be lived, not watched. And it said, why watch what you can be doing?
Interesting.
I thought that was
interesting.
That's good. But there are some other pros, too. Some people say, look, my husband likes to watch one show, I like to watch something different, and this just gives us an opportunity to have two things. It could be an escape from the kids, just like you're saying, kids are downstairs, we're going to go in the bedroom, watch TV. Where you have to be careful is when it's not used in a way that can bring the two of you together. If it's a separation deal or an avoidance, something that you use to avoid each other, then you run into problems.
Well, that's why I'm proud to announce my presidency, Mr. Kosick. I'm the president of the Groping Husbands of Houston Association.
I can imagine. I can imagine that every commercial that comes on just
commercials.
You, right?
I don't even wait for a commercial. And all Denise says is, oh my gosh, she says, you're still groping. I'm like, I know. You're hot. I dig you.
Watch the TV. Quit touching me.
She's like, honey, I'm trying to watch Downton Abbey. Carson is talking to Lord Grantham. Stop interrupting me.
Right. You're trying to do what they do, right? He did this, I do that.
I'm like, exactly. Groping Husbands of Houston Association. Join us today.
Have a great time. Yeah, and you can have a great time with it, but it's amazing how many people do it, and it really comes down to their view. And what I want people to understand a lot of times is, in general, most couples, just like they say with certain other habits, people can handle some things, some people can't handle certain habits, and the ones that can't handle it should avoid it. Those people who are drawn to TV, they're super big-time sports fanatics, when they get pulled into whatever's being watched, and it's not being used as a cozy, comfy, watch-a-movie time with your spouse, then it's going to cause you big problems. Communication's going to be down, connection between the two of you is going to be down. And something about making the bedroom, just protecting the sanctity of the bedroom, just spark something completely different. If you know when we're in the bedroom, we're doing one of two things. That's it. We're not folding laundry. We're not watching TV, which one of two things. It just brings you closer together. You know when you go into that bedroom, it's your special place to be.
Well, and Robert Kosick, author of the book Honor the Vow, marriage coach, church deacon. If you're watching sports in bed, groping and sports don't go together.
They don't.
If you're watching a football game, you're watching, whatever. If I'm watching an Eagles game, I'm not gonna feel like that. But
right.
I can see that. So if it's sports,
same thing with news. A lot of people watch news at night. That's a tough one. That tenses you up, and that will knock you out of the mood in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah, yeah. nobody wants to go to groping down when you're watching the local network.
Well, unless you're a politician, of course, then it may just really set you through the roof, right?
Yeah, right. Right.
Do what they're doing, right?
Act like that congressman was making out with his aide there in the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
No news. Just turn off the news completely. First of all, it's corrupt. No sports. But I think like sitcoms, things that might make you laugh, things that might make you talk. With the history, I don't know.
Yeah, if you're going to have something, you're having a nice, cozy, romantic movie or something like that. Some people say, look, it helps with the snuggle time, too, because guys say it's something to get your mind off of stuff. If you know it's going to be just a snuggle night, it's nice to have a little movie on the TV, kind of distract you a little bit, and know that you're going to snuggle, curl up next to each other, and go to bed. Don't recommend that all the time for the guys, because that hurts. But sometimes it's okay to do that, and it's okay to have fun. But I highly caution people to look at it from the right perspective. Make sure you're doing whatever you're doing, watching. It's something that's going to pull the two of you together. You're going to snuggle. You're going to be close together and play and have fun and whatnot.
And I'd also be interested, Mr. Kosick, to hear from people if they have time to email through the weekend about the bedroom without television.
Yes, and you'll see quite a bit. If you do a lot of research, you'll see a lot of people, mostly are against, but I did find a few that were for. One of the ones I thought was a great idea, get yourself a DVD of a fireplace. and play that on your TV. I thought that was a great option.
And then, like, get up every now and then to move the logs.
Yeah, there you go.
What are you doing, honey? Oh, well, I'm stoking the fire. She's like, hey, schmuck, it's a DVD. Sit down.
But you can do things to actually enhance the mood in the room. You can play background music through your TVs now and that kind of stuff. So it can be a good thing, could be a bad thing. Just do it the right way and really focus on the relationship. That's the main thing. But in general, sleeping habits and those kind of things, if you, like you said, watching the news, watching the sports,
yeah,
those kind of things that kind of don't relax you, it's not white noise to you, your sleep is going to be worse, your conversation is going to be worse, and the connection with your spouse is going to be worse. So if you have it in there and you're looking at those things, get rid of the TV.
And bottom line is, if whatever you're watching, does it make you not want to grope your spouse? And if that's sports and news and stuff like that, if the answer is yes, this is an anti-groping program, don't watch it.
Absolutely.
But if it's something that's fun, upbeat, like a rom-com, you rent one of those romantic comedies where you pop in the DVD or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's, because nobody snuggles during football, I don't think, and nobody snuggles during the news.
That's true. That's true. And I read one comment from one couple. I read a whole bunch of blogs on this, and I really encourage your listeners to write in. Give me your point of view. I'm curious what conservative Christian people are thinking about TV in the bedroom. I've already gotten some comments on my post. You've gotten some people liking your post, so go out there and tell us what you want. But it's interesting when you see people and they look at different things. One couple blogged, actually said, we so look forward to that time together when the kids are watching TV upstairs or they've gone to bed and we can just go curl up in bed, know that we're going to snuggle next to each other and just fall asleep in each other's arms. They just loved it. They really looked forward to it. So that's a wonderful thing. So it could be a really good thing.
And it's a great way to wrap up the day.
It really is. And it just unwinds. Your sleep will be better. Your attention will be down. It's a great thing if it's done the right way.
Yep. And if you've never done it before, guys, if there's been years have gone by without the grope and the snuggle of television viewing, make today the day.
Yeah.
And if your wife wonders why you're doing it, yeah, make her wonder. And same thing with wives. Ladies, today, you're watching a movie, you're watching something under the covers. Go ahead.
And, you know, some wives aren't real comfortable with that. You know, my wife isn't real comfortable with those kind of things out in public. I do it anyway. And she's like, people are looking. I said, well, let them look at my ring finger. I'm married. It's allowed. It's legal.
Yeah, why is it? Oh, whatever. That's a whole other topic because we're running out of time.
People just get uncomfortable with it. But that's fine. You could still have fun doing it. Just be cautious of what makes your wife mad. Because obviously if you're groping her, it makes her mad. That's not going to help you out very much when you're trying to watch TV at night. But
hey, listen, I'm all for Russian hands and Roman fingers, okay?
There you go.
marriage coach and author Robert Kosick, my wingman for these years, in our marriage segment. It's up on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show. You'll see the marriage tip that he actually sends to me.
Give us your point of view. Go out there and post your comments.
Do that about TV in the bedroom. Have an outstanding Friday.
You too, Sam.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
8:48. You're watching and listening to the Sam Malone Show, AM 1070.